In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line, YouTube and Twitch, as well as I said, what you think about Bobby last night? Still want to hit Bobby with that pink slip? Many of y'all wanted to do. I see some people on the text line, Clint. I think Bobby was okay last night. Aside from the third and inches going for the throw was too aggressive, he was fine. He should be fired for that third and inches pass alone. We need to see if this no hat Bobby works just this week. You ain't lying. Bob took the hat off.
No hat, had a nice little comb over. It's nice.
He's got good hair. I told good you, look. So I should see him out. And a little flag football.
It's good look. Look, here's the deal. If you're going to go hat, before we, let's get into the important stuff.
Let's go.
If you're going to go with a hat, like that can't be it. Lane Kiffin with the visor, white visor, Ole Miss on the side. Can't do it. That doesn't matter. Can't do it. It's not it. It's just not it. You can't go with the low crown hat that just hugs the top of your head, that the logo's staring like at a 45-degree angle at the people sitting up in the mid seats on the second deck up there in the stadium. Can't do that. Like Bobby Sloak, if you're gonna go with a lid, I don't even remember what he was going with. It's got to be a nice. You can go snap back 5950, but it's got to be a higher crown, flatter bill. I mean, hell, where he comes from, I mean, nobody does it better in a game than Shanahan. I mean, Kyle's got a clean hat game, man. Every damn game, got to go that man. You can't go that old loose stuff, man.
I really like the no hat.
I'm down with no hat.
I like the no hat. Keep calling
the plays like you've been calling them. No hat's fine with me.
The no hat. Someone else texts in as well. If Bobby would stop being so screen happy, he'd be doing great.
You lost your damn mind.
Too many screens. That's what gets me is everybody's got a feel of Bobby and the play calling, and it varies.
What are we watching?
Doesn't run it.
I mean, of all times to bitch about the screen game, today's not it. Nico Collins took 177 yards from jump.
Yeah, but it didn't count.
Okay, how about the one that Joe Mixon caught? Joe Mixon, he catch one or two last night for a good chunk of his, 44 yards receiving that he had?
But Joe made the plays. Joe made the plays.
Yeah, I don't get my inner Bobby haters. We have literally this year, for an extended period of time, we've seen what a game plan that doesn't have screens and quicks and doesn't commit to the run game early. We've seen what that looks like with the Texans. And it is C.J. Stroud being pressured damn near at a 50% rate. I don't know what folks are watching. You ain't got to like Bobby. I don't care. Call for Bobby's job. I don't give a rip. But I don't know what anybody is watching at this point that says fewer screens and I'm in. The third and one, hated the call. Don't know what the hell Bobby was doing. The aggressiveness when they went up 27-10 in the fourth quarter, all we're trying to do is run the clock and get to the damn plane.
He said knockout.
I don't know what Bobby's doing there. I have no idea what Bobby's doing.
Trying to knock him out.
But them screens, shoot, they've been working real nice. Real nice, sucker. And they're slowing that rush down a little bit. They're protecting the offensive line from having to go out there and hold up for 5, 6, 7 seconds. I mean, it's great, man. It's great what they're doing.
Yeah, so you were good with the performance last night.
I wasn't just good with it. I am absolutely stoked.
And see, and I can understand because yours isn't just it worked.
Anybody that watches the Texans should at the very least at this point in time, what can you do to stop the bleeding? What can you do to stop the pressure? Anything that stops the pressure, any attempt, whether it works or not, just stop the pressure because you're going to get my quarterback. You're going to get my future killed. CJ is going to be the guy for the next 10 years here. You're going to get him killed at what they were doing. So whether it works or not, just do something different than what you were doing the first 9 games. So, yes, the screen game, the quick game, committing to the run game, overly committing to those things, I am A-OK with. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you this. CJ, the offensive line had shown that no matter how long you stick with it, they were not going to be able to protect a pocket passing quarterback in the mid-range to deep progression pass game. They weren't going to do it. They cannot consistently do it. The quarterback had shown for 9 weeks, for an extended period of time, he was going to be aggressive. Hell, he said it, and then he went out there and did it over and over and over again. He was going to be aggressive. He was going to work high to low. He was going to try to force balls down the field instead of working low to high and protecting himself. Bobby can no longer trust the players to handle those situations, those pressure situations, the right way. Bobby can no longer trust his quarterback to take calculated risk. Hey, it's not there. Check the ball down. Don't sit there and jerk the ball for 5 seconds and hoping somebody comes open and hoping somebody comes back to you and somebody does this. Or that. Don't do that. He cannot trust guys to do that. And until he can, the handcuffs are on Bobby. We're going to go screens. We're going to go quick games. We're going to run the football. And we're going to play great defense. Now, along the way, if C.J. Stroud shows, hey, man, I can call a shot play. And if you get pressured right away, you're going to check it. You're going to know where you're checking out, your outlets are. And if you don't get pressured right away, you're going to get a good pre-snap read and say, hey, man, this design right here is for a 2-high shell. We've got a 3-high shell, or we've got, man, let me get out of it. I'm going to make my coordinator right. Until they can do those things, Bobby Slowick is handcuffed. The beauty of it is that they're good enough in the screen game. They're good enough in the quick game. They got enough explosive weapons. Their running game is as good as any, not named Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry right now. And so the good thing is you can lean into that and you can win games with it.
Yep. I don't think it's when you have the combination of Nico returning and against a Dallas Cowboy team that isn't good defensively. That can't stop the run and struggles in many areas, that you see this team execute better and that he looks better.
Sure.
And it's not a surprise. You get arguably your best offensive threat from the text line. You play a crap team. You are supposed to stomp their asses. OC is still terrible. Play calling is predictable, and lucky he has Mixon. Folks like that, and just Bobby, it doesn't matter what Bobby does. It doesn't matter what it is. As you just laid out. And there were clearly things that were laid out and called and schemed up well, from screens to everything. First play of the game, untouched. Multiple screens, untouched. And the feel, I know, as you said, he was aggressive, but he went in there and bang the end to really score their last touchdown. Joe Mixon. And they executed. This was a game in which his offensive line didn't get absolutely devoured like they have been recently, which makes life easier for the play caller. And his best offensive perimeter threat was out there. And they had the running game rolling. It's gonna be better. But no, it ain't gonna look like this every single week, because next week, we'll see what happens with Jeffrey Simmons, Harold Landry, and Sweat. It was a problem. We'll see what this looks like there. And we'll see how he has to adjust to things. And by the way, we talked about this a bit earlier, his quarterback probably hurt him a few times out there in some spaces. The interception that probably, as Troy Aikman said, I'll lean towards him, that's a walk-in touchdown if he throws it and hits him. So, listen, I don't think he's terrible. I think he's actually a good offensive coordinator. But I also believe, as Clint just said, he's handcuffed in some ways. Now, it's on him to not just continue to roll with what has him handcuffed and allow him to get himself hurt and the rest of the team hurt with that. But, I think you have to take that into account.
Yeah. I just don't, why on God's green earth would you want a guy to be more aggressive? It, given the situations, right? I want my guys to be aware.
We're down the field, baby.
I want my guys to be fully aware. You're up 27-10, fourth quarter, 10 minutes. We call three straight passes, two of which are long play actions. That's a concern for me. I don't like that. Bobby, for some reason, falls into that, and it's just like, what in the hell are we doing? You got Cooper Rush across the field. You are up 27-10 in the fourth quarter.
Trying to knock them out.
You got Joe Mixon, who is a top three back in this league. What in the hell? What is the mindset? I can't figure that out. But he eventually got back to it, and boom, it was done. Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon put that 34th point on the board, and we got on a plane and had us a nice night.
Did their thing.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.